offensive zone faceoff for Colorado College, trailing 1-0 in the second period, 3:59 remaining. DU out shooting the Tigers 26-11. It's Mason Berg, Chris Wilkie, and Trey Bradley, the forwards for the Tigers. Wilkie set up in a little triangle, but DU wins the faceoff. I'm Kyle Houston. Thank you for joining me this evening. Tuesday night in Colorado Springs. Pioneers bring it up. Finley drops it off, and a spin move from Olachewski to the point. Damn, Mindel shoots it wide. Bradley picks up the rebound. Can't clear it. Finley with it. He chips it to the far corner. Berg retrieves for the Pioneers. Passes over to Chris Wilkie. Wilkie, the transfer from North Dakota, all the way across the ice to Bradley. Bradley pokes it past his man. That's Mitchell. And now the Tigers can go on attack for a minute. Now Bradley picks it back up after it was stolen away from him for a second. Berg with a shot that goes off the blocker of Cooley and cleared out by the Pioneers. 3:15 remaining in the second period. McCaskill weaving his way through traffic. Gets it to the offensive zone. Bradley with it. Stops for a moment. Goes towards the center. Bradley still in the slot. Now drops it off to McCaskill. McCaskill moving from left to right. He stops for a moment. Then it's deflected into the net by Finley. As Liam Finley got in front of that McCaskill shot. Another offensive zone faceoff for the Tigers. It'll be to the right of Cooley once again. 2:57 to go in the second period. DU leading 1-0. 26-12. DU out shooting Colorado College. CC has been unable to sustain a ton of pressure in the DU zone. See if they can change over these couple shifts. Brazola with a shot. Rebound shot saved by Cooley. Oh, Trevor Gooch slams his stick to the ice. He had an excellent rebound opportunity right in front of the net, but Cooley was calm, cool, and collected, stayed put, and was able to make the nice glove save. Faceoff will go to his left. It's that same line of Gooch, Cruikshank, and Middendorf. Actually, it's Versich now with Cruikshank and Gooch. Versich that gets the puck now at center ice. Let's send down into the DU zone. Davies collects for the Pioneers. Stolen away by Cruikshank. Cruikshank moves from left to right and makes a shot, but a save by Devin Cooley. Cruikshank, he's also playing with some confidence, looking for his 10th goal. The freshman from Wisconsin. A couple of goals against Western Michigan, a couple of really nice goals. As CC went on a 5-goal tear in the third period against the Broncos to win 8-2. He was looking to tie up this one at one apiece. There's 2:32 to go in the second period. Another offensive zone faceoff, third straight faceoff in the DU zone. And CC, the last couple of shifts, done a really good job of getting pressure. Pass goes out towards Brian Yoon, but he loses it. Now LeClaire has to play it all the way down on the CC side. Blumenschein picks it up, moves it up to Machad. Weston Machad tried to go to Copeland, knocked away. Copeland circles and makes a move at the red line. They'll draw a penalty. A hooking call coming up against the Pioneers. Shot goes wide. LeClaire comes off the extra attacker. It's Gooch, the extra man for CC. Yoon does a nice job of reading it, but it's finally touched by the Pioneers. Ben Copeland made that penalty happen with some nifty moves right at center ice. So with a minute 52 to go in the second period, CC will have a chance to tie it up on the power play. Ward going off for the hooking call. CC crowd waking back up. Some rally towels going on. Yoon with it. Now over to Bradley. And Yoon with a shot gloved down by Devin Cooley. Minute 46 to go in period number two. DU leading 1-0. Second power play opportunity for the Tigers. Yoon and Wilkie are playing the points right now. It's Machad, Bradley, and Cruikshank. Faceoff won by DU and sent down the length of the ice. LeClaire stops it. Pressure being applied by the Pioneers. Staub went behind the net and forced Yoon to come back and play it. Now Wilkie brings it up for CC. Drops it back for Brian Yoon. Yoon with a quick shot goes wide. Cruikshank had to avoid that shot, and it went past the blocker of Cooley. Now back to Yoon. Yoon dumps it off for Bradley. Tried to go to Cruikshank in the middle, but stolen away by the Pioneers, but not out. Bradley with it again. Trey Bradley on his offhand. Passes back to Yoon. Yoon fakes a shot. Dumps it off to Bradley. Bradley goes between the Pioneers' leg, but right to the stick of Häkkinen. Claire tried to move it quickly up to Machad, but couldn't. Now McClellan with it. Under a minute to go in the second period. Machad goes down awkwardly in the far corner, and DU keeps possession. CC still on the power play for another 55 seconds. 45 seconds in the period. Wilkie, little sauce pass towards Gooch, goes through him, and McClellan able to shoot it off the glass right to the stick of Lucas Savages. Lucas Savages one on two, poked away by Berg. Berg loses his stick, got caught up in the arms of Lucas Savages. CC with it under 30 seconds to go in the second period. Gooch pauses, moves it back. Blumenschein over to Copeland. Copeland back to Blumenschein, 20 seconds now. Berg with it. Berg up top, Blumenschein over to Copeland. Copeland now to Berg. Crowd anxious for a shot. Berg now down to Berardinelli. 9 seconds to shoot. Berg over to Copeland. Copeland with a quick shot, and a shot pass goes through Gooch, but not out. Berg with it. 2 seconds left. Berardinelli with a quick shot, and it goes to the far side. And that's how the period will end. Well, CC ended the second period on the power play. They'll have 8 seconds left on that man advantage in the third period. But DU takes a 1-0 lead into the second intermission. It was a Tyson McClellan first period goal that has given DU the advantage. When we come back, we'll have scores from around the league and around the conference. We'll have highlights and much more. You're listening to CC Tigers Hockey.